I'd like to call order a Town of Brule Committee meeting for Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Can you please stand for the pledge? Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Neesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta? Mayor Rhodes?
Here. We had a tragedy last week. One of our employees, Robert Quatrevan, lost his 18-month-old child during intestinal surgery. So if y'all don't mind, I'd like to stand and do a moment of silence for Robert's child. Thank you. Robert's a guy you see on our tractors all the time cutting the ditches in the tractor with the slope mower, so he's a great employee, so keep him in your prayers if you don't mind. In the package, you have minutes from our regular meeting on August the 10th, 2020. We've been over them a little bit, so if you have any changes or any comment on those, just let us know. Committee reports. Public Works Committee, I'll read the Public Works update for August. We had 5 rain events for 6.7 inches. Hurricane Laura produced 4 inches of that 6.75. We were really fortunate ditches drained properly throughout town. We repaired and washed out catch basins on North LeBove and Brule Oaks, 2 skate alarms, both were minor, 1 out of compliance test at the sewer treatment facility due to chlorine interruption. Striping on Eileen and Live Oak was completed. Shane's been measuring the Parish Canal. It's at its lowest level for a long time. Been pretty dry. That helps us out with drainage. We put the flags up for Labor Day, and they're going to fly through the weekend following 9/11. No personnel incidents to report. Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of September the 14th. An extra monthly pickup is scheduled for September the 25th. Top Public Works report for the day.
That out of compliance test result problem?
No, we've been having some chlorinator problems back there, and I was going to mention that in my mayor's report, but we'll talk about it now. Shane's reworking the chlorinator to try to fix it. It's working fine now, but he's reworking the chlorinator to try to fix, change some process that goes on back there. Well, I could probably tell you a little bit more about it, but we're waiting on somebody to come and change that process. It's like, instead of the chlorine going up, it's going to run a different angle, and he thinks it'll solve our problem. I'm sorry?
Is it computerized?
No, uh-uh.
No, it's just, you have a booster pump, and the force of that flow of water goes over the area and makes a vacuum to suck the form of vacuum to get the chlorine, and mix the chlorine and water mix, and it goes in the chlorine contact chamber where it's mixed again to kill the bacteria that's in the water.
That's something that's checked every day or weekly? To know that something's wrong?
I think they're out at the sewer plant 5 days a week.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they check it on a regular basis. I mean, we have to.
You have an issue with the pump in the front?
Yeah, we've been having some issues, so we're aware of it, but my point is that he is, we have somebody that's going to come reroute some piping and stuff to hopefully solve that problem.
Thank you.
Changing the suction and the discharge on the pump, right?
Yep. Any other questions? All right, drainage discussion, drainage study for Venzuela area. Mr. Don, myself, Shane, and Roy met with Toby from Roy's office. And they came up with a cost estimate to study our hotspots. So if you look at your map, if you notice, our hotspots are named Venzuela, Orleans Quarters, and North LeBove. That does not mean that it's just Orleans Quarters. If you notice, like if you look at the Orleans Quarters, it includes the Eileen Street area that we have that hotspot in. Venzuela includes part of Brule Oaks. So we just named them that, so it'll give you an idea of what we're going to try to study. Each one of these, that's kind of how it's broken out, and we think Orleans Quarters and Venzuela and North LeBeau of all those hotspots. If you look at the cost sheet that Roy presented to us, to study each individually, you'll see those numbers. $29,887 for Vinzu, $36,975 for Orleans Quarters, and $20,794 for North LeBeau. My total is around $87,000.
And that includes the cost to get a surveyor here, the cross-section, the ditches, and everything. That's what the majority of the money's for.
Yeah, and you're right, you might be able to explain a little better. So what the study will do is put all that information together. And then once that information is together, we can look at different scenarios on what we can change to make it better. Correct, Roy? So it'll be really easy. If we want to flip that ditch that we were talking about, that runs on the south side or the north side of Vinzul, we were talking about flipping the ditch from draining west to east back to east to west. They can just plug those numbers in, see what kind of depth we need and what kind of covered size we need, and that's what the study does for us, right, Roy?
This gets the hydraulic model set up. It has a couple of runs in it to tell you what it's capable of doing today. And then you can, what if it's a depth? If y'all want a larger rain event, how much bigger does the ditch have to be? How much more slope does it have to have? And you come in early on and you report about the Tonton Canal and the Paris Canal being low. Entire drainage of Brule is based off the Whipple level of the Parish Canal, Tonton Canal, far. If that levels to the top, you have very little head of pressure, or a little bit of downhill slope to get water to drain. You've got a large differential from your land surface in your yard to Tonton, you've got a lot of slope. You lose a lot of water. It all depends on what level of water is in the Tonton Canal.
So with that, he presented these numbers to us. We discussed it, and you know, we kind of came up with an idea that we study Vinzul first. We have money in the budget that we can get that covered to get the study for Vinzul done. So if you have any questions on that, I'd like to get your approval on that next week at our regular meeting. But look over it. If you have any questions, we can discuss it tonight or next week or during the week if you have any questions. And I'm sure Roy will be available to help us with anything if y'all have any questions.
That budgetary numbers, or is that firm?
That's pretty firm. We know what we can get done. I mean, the surveyor has given us a price, and we know about what's taking a number of hours to do it once we have the information plugged in.
And I think our goal would be to get all three done eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can swallow all three at once. Because we may have to, you know, once we get Vinzul done, we may look at doing some ditches, doing some work out there, which cost us some more money. So,
Understand that's the study.
Right.
Do the construction dollars.
Right. It's a whole different deal. Right.
But that study would give us two or three options, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, any questions on that?
No. Not for me.
All right, we'll move on to planning and zoning. We had no minutes. The meeting was canceled due to Hurricane Laura. Discuss reappointing Jeff Travassis. His term is due for reappointment, so we'll probably get him done. Love Mr. Jeff does a good job for us on planning and zoning, so we'll do that next week. Anything else on planning and zoning? Personnel committee, don't have anything. Update on from Tipton and Associates on the levy part.
Miss finance.
Oh, I missed finance. Wow, trying to get out of here, right? August bills. Bills in your packet. Nothing really out of ordinary. I think it's pretty much. Pretty much what we have. I noticed we paid for our new camera system. For body cameras for our police department. So hopefully we'll get that up and running pretty soon. All right, discuss new ALM, I'm sorry.
Finances, I've noticed for the last couple of months we've not seen anything for bike repair. Is that
for what?
For bike repair.
Yeah, our bike repair guy decided he didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
So we're going to have to find someone else. I have somebody in mind that rides a levee a lot. They may want to do it, we'll look at trying to get someone else.
Even
to help
with
out.
His increase, huh?
Yeah, even with the increase, he did a great job for us while he was here. you know, have nothing to complain about. It's just that, you know, he decided it wasn't right. He needed to go find something else, so. I'm not sure if we have any out of commission. I know we've been flipping them in and out and charging them. We got two out, Blaine, maybe. We picked them all up for the hurricane, and they do require maintenance, there's no doubt. So I have to find somebody. But I do have one guy in mind, and if anybody knows anybody might be interested, let me know, you know. And it's not a lot. It's, you know, greasing a few things here or there. And then if we do have a problem, if it's possible, if they can get it to the bike repair shop to repair it for us, because the bike repair shop has done some repairs for us.
Positive comment about that. Mr. Joe Bress, John Bress's nephew, lives in Chicago. Came in July when Mr. Bress had to have surgery, and he complimented recreation, good exercise. So that's somebody from another place.
On the bikes too, we did apply for that dial grant we had talked about, so we're waiting to hear from them, so hopefully they'll come in. But we'll get somebody on it. We can't let that program go away. Anything else? Discuss new LMA affiliate occupational license tax program. Patricia, you want to give us an overview of what we do on occupational license real quick? Just like how we go about doing it, where we send out.
Okay. I mail out renewals within December. It's a whole package, you know, pretty big package of the application, the tax tables, the instructions, all that. It goes out to all businesses in town, and they have to fill it in and send it in before March 1st. And we end up always having, you can ask Tom.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, we collect them, we'll make certificates, the mayor signs them, send out second notices, get more in. That doesn't work, Blaine will give them a phone call. That usually doesn't work. Well, he come in after that. Then it turns over to Tom to collect. We average about 33.5 in income. I'd say it costs us about $500 to $600 with all the postage and the supplies and everything that we get to do the license. Plus he does certified mail, that costs money.
How many total taxpayers do you have on that?
I have 70 on the roll right now.
70 on the roll?
Okay. Yeah.
I will tell you, it fluctuates in the 14 years I've been doing it. Some years we've had as many as 15. I wind up getting to meet generally in the April to June time frame. I always call first.
Yeah.
Blaine is called. When the list gets to me, I will call. I'll give them a couple weeks. If they don't respond to that, and this year I think we had about 50% response to the calls. And I think I started off with 11 on the rolls. We had a couple that we identified had gone out of business, so we dropped those off. If they don't respond to that, I send them a 30-day uncertified letter. Regular letter, give them 30 days in order to prepare debt collection practices, law, and whatever. With that, that took care of everybody except three this year. Then, if they don't apply to that, I send a certified letter. And so this year, the certified mail is, I don't know, went very well. Now we're down to two. We last sued somebody, I think, 2 years ago, and before that it had been 2 or 3 years. Probably over the years, I've only had to sue like 4 people. Never anybody more than once. But this year, I've got 2 people that have never gotten to this stage. They haven't responded to the certified letter, so it's the time for me to sue.
Right.
If we sue them, we're not out anything, because we could file the lawsuit in with the clerk of court's office. As a public entity, we don't have to pay the court costs. And then I find out from the clerk what the cost is through dismissal. And we have never actually, in the handful of people that we've sued over the years, I've never actually had a number of going to court. Because once they admit it, they pay. And they owe not only the base tax that should have been paid by March 1st, but they owe penalty, interest, and court costs through dismissal. But I do it as part of my town attorney, so you're not paying me anymore. I'll do additional. So that's where we are right now. I've got two people that I've got to sue.
So with that being said, that kind of gives you an overview of how we handle occupational license process in the office.
I can tell you, if you want my input after looking at this contract, I'll be glad to tell you that too.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you were the...
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to come up to the microphone and kind of give us a presentation? So what we're looking at maybe having, is LaMatz, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Having LaMatz to do this occupational license elections for us. Yeah, he's going to go through that, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, thank you so much for the opportunity this afternoon to speak to the council and stuff. I just wanted to spend a few minutes just to go through it real quick to give you a quick oversight of Avenue, who we are, so you know what we're doing, and then talk a little bit about the program and the benefits of the program that we have with other entities throughout the state of Louisiana. Blaine, go ahead, next slide. We've been servicing Louisiana for over 40 years. Currently today, we service 29 entities in the city throughout the state of Louisiana, providing OL tax administration through the LaMatz program. Some of the entities that we service are Folsom, Vinton, Winfield, Covington. So it's a whole variety of different size of municipalities. Last year, we mailed out over 7,000 tax licenses throughout the state and everything else and provide that whole service. So once again, you can see we're ingrained in Louisiana. We've done a lot of work through the LaMatz program and through other entities throughout the state. Next slide. So the benefits of it, you know, you're probably asking, why are we even talking about this? First of all, is it takes time to do that, as Patricia has mentioned. They're, you know, they're doing the mail out, the follow-ups and everything else like that. We take that burden away from you. We basically handle all that type of scenario for you. We also have it an online type system, so where the entities can go out there and just look at it online and do everything remotely, or they can come back into the office and do it. So it does give them a lot of flexibility. And with today's world that we're living in, through this year, you can see remotely having that ability does add some advantages to that to everybody else. Next slide. Once again, from the business side, they have 24/7 access to it. So they can go on there and do it. They can pay, go ahead and make the payments through it. If they have multiple areas where they're doing, where they have multiple locations, they can pay through our government service portal with that one set. And then also, too, it can set up due dates, reminders, so we can be all proactive in making sure they're aware of it, and so they can go ahead and make sure their payment's going through there. Next slide. So really, of the whole program, we basically take care of all of it. We'll set the system up. We'll get the secure web access to it. We'll create all the forms and reports. Then from the system, it gets inputted in, take the deposits. We make the deposits to you. We basically have all, we can put forms in there, notes, anything that you need to be able to reconcile and track what's going on in the system. And then once again, the most important thing is all the reconciled reports and stuff that it has, the system has. We have multiple reports in the system that can basically give you an insight to everything. So once again, it's a complete program that we have that has worked very well. Next slide. So this is just a little sample of some of the reports that we do have in there, standard reports. The biggest things that people look at are going to be the delinquency reports, the new account listings, and then also, you know, the reconciliation reports and stuff like that, and detailed payment history. So once again, they're constantly running these reports, looking at them, so that way they can be proactive and be able to see and get a handle of what's going on. And final last slide. So you're probably asking, how long does this thing take to get set up? Basically, once we get the agreement signed, we do a kickoff meeting with all the players involved. We do the preparation and data receipt, gathering requirements, and then set the system up and get approval. So from cradle to grave, once we get a signed agreement, get the contract started, and get the kickoff meeting going, it typically takes between 30 and 60 days. So what now, timing is imperative right now, it's perfect timing. You know, you're looking at the December area timeframe. So once again, we're here in September, so that's all doable in that topic area and stuff like that. So with that, if there's any questions you have, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
I have a question that Ms. Bourgeois asked about cost.
Yes, the cost is $12 per license, is what it is costing there. Typically, there's a $2,500 setup fee, but because y'all are a LMATS member and stuff, you're going through that, that fee is waived. So once again, that's the setup cost to get the system going and stuff like that. So that's being waived at that point in time.
What about reporting and stuff? Is there any cost on reports?
Those are the standard reports that we showed you. No, those are standard in the systems. Now, if you do want some custom reports then that's outside that, that would be a cost associated with that. But once again, we have a whole slew of different reports, and we're constantly adding to those reports based upon the feedback from our clients. Yes, sir?
Yeah, collections. So let's say a business goes to that collection delinquency piece.
Mm-hmm.
Will we still collect that here? Will you do that collection?
We have in the agreement says there's that second phase portion where we can go ahead and work on that, you know, do the collection part of that, and that's like on that contingency type basis.
Well, I got a question about that because if you look at paragraph Roman numeral 5 on the second page of the contract, it says that you normally do not do any collection work on non-delinquent taxpayers until the account is 180 days delinquent, which means October 1st. That's really not going to change anything that I do because we've always sued people by October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not going to, that one wouldn't change anything with respect to those people. If y'all are not going to do any delinquent collection work until October 1st, which is 6 months from 180 days from the March 1st due date, then that part is not really going to change for us. Is that correct,
Assessor? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The second question is, and I got to ask Patricia a question first. The contract says that there's a fee equal to $3 per business license application charged to the city. If we want to print a copy of the license, do we have a need to copy the license for our files?
I keep a copy on file, just a copy.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you all would provide us is only a list. So if we want an actual copy of the issued license itself, that's going to cost us $3 in addition to the $12?
Yes, sir. Okay. Because once again, it'd be in the system. You have it in the system, but if you want to add a physical copy, there's an initial cost for that. Yes, sir.
Understand. Now, the other thing is, and I just want to be sure I'm clear on this, the people have the ability, taxpayers, right now we've got 70, okay? If they are on our known list for 2020, you all are not going to receive any additional amount if they're a known taxpayer from the prior year.
That's correct.
But if you identify somebody that we have not identified, is it just the prior year, the immediate prior year?
I need to double check on that right there. I can get an answer for that. I'll double check
okay.
that.
But if you identify somebody that we don't have on our prior year roll, then you all receive 50% of the tax revenues that are collected from that previously unknown.
Correct. Yes, sir.
But that's going to be on unknown, right?
Unknown. Yes, sir.
Previously
right.
unknown. Yeah, okay. And what I was not clear about is, and I don't know if this will ever happen, if somebody goes beyond October 1st and we have to default to you for collection, what is the fee for that?
That right there, if you get into that I believe, I need to verify that, but I believe that goes in that third section of that contract where he has, if we have to go in, doing all that research and stuff on the compliance side of that, I think it would fall in that, but I'll double-check that and I can get that answer.
That fall under the... Okay. Yeah, I was not clear about that.
Yeah, but I can get clarification for that.
Okay, because we're looking at a small number of taxpayers.
Yeah.
Tricia said we got, what, $33,500 gross revenue? $33,500 gross revenue, and it costs us probably $600.
$840.
Yeah, you're going to have, it's a balancing decision that...
You know, it's a streamlining thing.
Yeah, I don't know how much time it takes of her.
Well, we didn't, you know, we talked about it.
I wouldn't get a change.
Yeah, we talked about it today. They'll streamline some stuff. I mean, printing documents, mailing the little forms that we mail, that kind of thing. It's not a huge expense, but it's neither a huge expense for them to do it either. So it's just something I wanted to bring up to you guys to see if y'all thought maybe we could use it. I think it would help us a little bit in the town hall. It's not very expensive. Tom?
I just need to get those questions answered before I can give y'all a good legal opinion about the contract.
Yep.
I'll get those questions and I'll run through Patricia there for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can think about it and we'll talk about it on next week unless y'all have any questions now. And during the week, call and we can discuss and then we'll make a decision on them.
All our fees the same based on their revenue?
Yeah, it's based on their revenue.
Yeah, it's
flat $12 per.
So.
Yeah, and it's $12 per occupational license.
Top 70 is $840.
Yeah.
I thought you said 72, correct? That you mailed out? Okay, I put 72.
Some of those people have gone out of business.
I do reminders if they don't pay, which I know I have to do at least 50% first time.
Yeah. Right.
The reminders, and I have to know what's happening down the end. I mean, it's not real costly as far as what we're spending on the supplies and the postage and everything. The biggest part is the time.
Yeah, so absent of the 50%, if they go and search and find something that you referred to, I didn't see the contract. Thank you for looking over it for sure. So you're looking at about $1,100 is what you're looking to net, which is a delta of about $500 from what you're estimating we're spending. So it would cost us $500 minus the whole 50% that they would assume if they found new licensees, which I presume they're going to search for that, right?
And the way I read it, if we let any, they're not going to do any collection work on any delinquent taxpayers for the 180 days between March 1st due date and October 1st. Well, that's a time period that is more
productive.
So they, as I read it, if we don't collect anything on those delinquent taxpayers by October 1st, y'all collect 50% of what you collect in those taxes. If it goes beyond our
first. Yeah.
I have a question. In that time period, are you sending out reminders?
Yes, they do send out reminders and stuff like that. So they do have the extra cost of that too. You know, that thing's all included in that.
Okay.
I do like the idea that technology allows everybody to do it online. Do we get a lift from that and get it in quicker? I guess time will tell. I don't know.
Yeah, we wouldn't be a big customer.
Yeah. But once again, it's mostly we have a mixture of customers. And one of the things is because we do have so many entities participating in this in Louisiana, we have the larger customers and stuff like this. We can offer this down to the smaller clients where typically we wouldn't be able to because of economies of scale. So that's why we are reaching out to a lot of the smaller entities to be able to do that.
Would the term be just a year or you got to sign?
It's a three. It's our standard is a 3-year agreement is what we have.
Any other questions? Any other comments? Thank you, sir. You'll get back to us this week?
One more question. We don't really do any audit type stuff. We basically take it as self-reporting and we trust people to fill out the form correctly and not lie to us.
That's correct.
If I could use that word. And so you all don't do any auditing as part of the ordinary services. But I see in here, you can, if requested for a specific client, do audit services $90 an hour. I'm not sure what the difference between a certified employee and a non-certified employee. $90 for a certified, $80 for a non-certified.
Right. So that's one, once again, that's just an option that we put on there, because we do have some of the larger
companies, yep,
that they do want us to go in.
Makes sense.
And look at certain ones because they think those numbers are off.
Right.
Yeah, I don't anticipate.
A lot of the smaller entities, they really don't have that. But we just use that standard contract across everything into the state of Louisiana.
Okay.
Sorry, thank you.
Yeah, get us those answers and we'll share via email the answers with the council, and then if we get some positive vibes, we can discuss it next Monday. All right. Personnel committee, not aware of anything. Recreation committee, update from Tipton Associates on our park.
Thank you, Mayor. We did include some information here. Would you like me to run through it? I know it's in your packet.
Yeah, sure, if you don't mind.
There's also, we have sent to the mayor a proposal to at least take some initial effort here.
Put it on.
All right, Blaine. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Did want to give you an overview. There's a proposal, I believe the mayor has shared with you. If you have questions about that, I certainly want to answer that as well. But if you're okay, let me run through this quickly. I'll go quickly if we need to come back and hit something more in depth. You are familiar with this. This is where we left the master plan. Nothing has changed at this point. And the next slide would indicate to you our last conversation. There's a number of things that need to be addressed here. There's certainly some legal information. I've talked to Mr. Acosta already. That may take time and may enter into some decisions about what we can do first and when we can do it, depending on when this happens. Specifically, that triangular piece along River Road, we don't own at the moment. And so there's some property transfer reality that comes into play there. And then the street would require a revocation process in order to gain access to the street in between those two pieces of property. Does that make any sense?
There? Would require what? I missed what you said.
Revocation. I'm sorry.
Partially revoke the road.
Back to the city. So
gotcha.
Instead of it being a road, it would be revocated to the city for the city's use.
Assuming the city requires the fine.
It'll be easy.
The town requires the fine. Then we wouldn't want to revoke it until we own
the other side.
We already own the triangle, but that way when that's partially revoked, we get it all.
All right, gotcha.
There was some investigation work, and I'll show you in a second. A property survey has been completed, and I'll be able to share that with you. We've been holding on making progress until we had that survey, so we made sure we're actually designing to the right standards. With the right utility information and so forth. We now have that information as of, Mayor, 10 days ago or thereabouts.
Yeah, maybe.
And so I think we're ready to go. We'll talk about the scope confirmation in a second. And then some design work to go ahead and begin to take this on something that looks like a very flat two-dimensional image so you can begin to see what the park's really going to look like. And begin to make some decisions of how much we can afford to bite off and actually execute as we go forward. So with that as a precursor, let's just take a quick look here on the next slide, Blaine. We had done some early conversation about how could we break this up into phases. Our initial look at it probably indicates that we cash will not allow us to just bite the whole thing off at once. So how could we legitimately approach this project and do so where it always looked finished, it was always usable, and we improved it incrementally over time. And so that was some initial thinking here. There is nothing magic about this phase one, phase two, phase three at the moment. You'll see in a second, our proposal would be to go ahead and carry the whole park up to a level of design, and then you make that decision how to phase this at the end of that effort based on budget, based on legal issues and timing, so that we do best value for the town. But some of the early thinking was we need parking. It sure would be nice to do this as bookends if the legal work let us do it. because the space in between is already lawn and grass and could be used, and doesn't require a lot of initial improvement. And then the portion on the southern side, we could develop when we got, you know, resources to be able to do that. Again, there's no magic here, just an indication to you that we anticipate the need to phase the implementation over time based on resource availability and based on legal limitations to what we can and when we can develop. Look at the next one, please. This is an eye test. This is a survey we received. We did get it in AutoCAD form, and so I wanted to put this up to you. There were a couple of notes about information we're still waiting on. Surveyors working with the parish on water and gas services, where to locate them, and they'll be included on the survey. And then we're needing to make sure we identify the right-of-way for River Road so we know what the limitations of construction along that triangular piece are going to be. Short of that, we think we have everything we need from the survey at this point. And if you would like a copy of it, certainly we can furnish it. We can print it large for you, whatever works for you. Next one, please. So the proposal that we have forwarded to the mayor, and I believe you have a copy of, addresses an opportunity to go ahead and design the pieces of the park so that you can see the entirety of what will be developed. We will have images, and I've made a list here of deliverables, so we're not just out there talking pie in the sky. You'll see what we will produce in the way of documents so that you'll be able to identify what you're going to have. The other value of the documents is it helps us to quantify things precisely so that we can do some preliminary budgeting based on actual numbers as opposed to round numbers. And so engineering associated with that effort would be included in what we have proposed to you to move forward. Some basic specifications on all the materials and a probable cost associated with what that work would look like. At that point, meet with the council, make a decision of how much to do, and once we decide how much to do, then go ahead and carry that through the balance of construction documents and administration of the contract, get the work done, and get people enjoying the park. And last, I think I got one more. Just a quick look at some schedules here. Based on a thumbs up from you, we would expect to be back with this work completed a month from now. And then a presentation to the full council, which obviously is all of you as well, the following week. One question to the group is, and we thought there might be a value in an interim workshop with a small group of select committee members the week prior to that. So you can see the thing develop in an iterative way. You can have influence over it. We can make adjustments based on feedback. And that's kind of a quick look at what we think is a realistic schedule. So, Mayor, short of questions.
Okay, I think, did everyone receive my letter?
I did. Okay. I got a question about that.
Yep.
If it's okay, let me take the floor for just a minute. So when I read this, it seemed or it appeared that the proposal was just for phase one. But what I heard you say earlier was that you were actually going to do all of the MEP work to the civil, to the structural, everything for the entire project, and that was the fee that was in here? Or are you telling me that this fee will be for each phase?
The preliminary fee takes the entire project through the preliminary phase. We have to have some engineering work to get that preliminary phase completed. So we got the basic drainage, basic utility infrastructure. That is included. What we don't have, for clarity, is construction drawings, construction administration, those pieces, because we don't know how much you want to actually execute, and there's no sense paying us a fee on something that we may not execute for another year or so.
So are those what you're outlining in the exclusion section?
No, sir. Let me get to the exclusion section. So, under the compensation piece, park preliminary design, all pieces, $26,400. That's the entire park through the preliminary effort. And then, whatever you decide to take forward, we would identify a fee based on the state fee formula for professional designers, less what you've already paid us. So you've already paid us through preliminary design. We subtract that out of whatever the state fee formula is, and that's what we would do going forward from there.
Okay, and so
I didn't answer that question.
No, so those items under exclusion, that's all, are they definitely needed, each one of those bullets?
The site survey you've already done.
Right.
The soils investigation, depending on the depth of foundation required, we may or may not need. The rest of these, likely not, but again, they're specialty services, hazardous materials, that sort of thing, that we cannot, we just can't do. That's why they're listed.
Let me ask you a question. Seepage analysis, is that something in anticipation of either the levy board or Corps of Engineers or both saying that something like that is indicated because of the location?
Yes, sir. I mean, we've had enough experience with the Corps of Engineers to understand that sometimes they require things, some special analysis, and that requires somebody with a special skill set. And we just wanted to be transparent.
Stop. Is that water well in that designated area?
Yes, it is.
Is that the GEO?
Yep, we've discussed that, and we're well aware of that.
Is that in phase one area on here?
Well, no, actually, it's not. But it just depends on how we go with the phases. Phase one could change depending on the legality of the property.
Is it in the, is it in the lot right where Muncie was?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it's right there. Okay. What's labeled as phase one?
Yeah. But it could, you know, it could fall into phase two depending on what we pick and choose based on cost and everything else.
Yeah, because that's going to be someone else to do that. That they're going to have to hire.
Yeah, well,
he'd have to get a specialty.
Right.
Yeah, to come in and do that, but that would be all involved in the cost for the next right. The next construction piece.
Yes.
Is he going to meet?
Yeah, I would like to. I'd like to meet as a committee again, like he said, about a week before they get everything done.
Because I see we have drinking fountains. In light of what we've gone through now, could we possibly think about just the station? Fill water bottles?
Fill bottles, yeah, absolutely. That could be something.
Yes, ma'am. It's that level of detail.
I know it's...
I think the design, you say, wait a minute, based on our experience of late, we'd rather go this way rather than that
right.
way.
Right, right. I know that's a detailed thing, but...
It's the right question. It's the right... And there's a whole number of layers of questions. Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Now, I think we can discuss a lot of that in that week or so before that you were talking about, that final week with the committee members.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The procurement of the triangle may change your phase.
Absolutely, yep.
So part of the deliverables as well is for you to oversee the construction. Is that correct? Is that what I'm reading?
Yes, sir. Based on what you decide to move forward with, we would do construction documents, administer all the bidding process, oversee the construction.
And is that in the initial phase for the fee you have here?
Yes, sir.
It's not. I thought that was part of what you have outlined here when you said that was part of your deliverables. You have preliminary design, and you have construction documentation administration, which is on the same slide.
Let's go back to that slide.
Right there.
The top piece.
And bottom.
One.
Okay, so just the top.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That wasn't clear.
Any other questions? All right, so if you don't mind, scope over that engagement letter that I forward you guys. And what was the final number, 20?
26-4,
I think.
26-4. Yeah. 26-4. And it's in, you know, we have it budgeted for our park, so think about it. And if you have any questions, give us a call, and we can get with Mr. Tipton and see what we can work out. And then we'll put it on the agenda for next week.
Okay, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Police Committee remarks from Tommy Blanchard. Tommy, you want to go ahead and step on up?
Just to follow up, we had earlier discussed about this past July, what there was an exorbitant amount of fireworks being displayed in town. I haven't heard yet as to what actions were taken on from the police side, and I'd like to have a report on that. Again, if we don't feel like we don't enforce the ordinance, really no reason to have it. Just confusion. We spoke earlier about possible measures to make the citizen aware of the ordinance, possible signs up to make it known. I know it's difficult to enforce, but it's also difficult to have. But it sounds like the county's going off, but not a lot tonight.
Okay, we talked about this last time. Before those holidays, we'll get those signs out. We'll definitely hit social media, make sure we do.
Vision West?
Yeah, maybe for Vision West around that. What, it comes out every quarter, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we can pop something in a Vision West magazine that goes to everybody, try to help out. I think we talked that night. They had 19 or 13 calls or something, so it wasn't just there. It was a whole lot of spots. So if we can, if we can make people aware, it might be able to help a little bit. Jonathan, as far as reports go, can you get whatever reports he needs, or maybe we can meet?
You didn't want to pursue any charges against him that night, correct?
I want to know what town did when they went to
the. Told them to stop shooting fireworks. Told them it's against the law. Okay. Didn't have any complaints after that.
Yeah. We can.
Yes, I'm going to call that plane at 10:30.
Okay.
All the Johnson came back on.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we can do. Let's schedule a meeting, me and you and Tommy.
That's fine.
Is that good?
Yes.
Sometime this week, maybe?
Yes.
And Tom or whoever, maybe even the officer that went out. And we'll take that somewhere, with the police department, because that's a police issue. It's a little bit separate than what we're doing here. So.
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out. From the town's point of view or approach, I mean, obviously warning not doing any good.
Yeah. Well, information is power, and we can try to get some information out to people that don't know and then just enforce it as best as we can. But as far as the reports and stuff from them, we can get together with a meeting real quick. All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments? That's it. Thank you. We'll get together. I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, let's see. Governmental Affairs Committee? Yeah, we're going to try October. Okay, that sounds good. All right, other matters, I'm not aware of any. Real quick, Mayor's report. I want to thank the Brulee High School girls volleyball team. They came here and filled sandbags before the storm to help anybody that might need sandbags. So we had a bunch of girls back there loading sandbags. I want to thank them for doing that. We attended multiple hurricane meetings. I think the town, as well as the parish, was as prepared as we could have been. We were really lucky. The rain that we did get, all of our ditches were dry and cut and cleaned out, so water went out pretty quickly. Our pump is on order. We piggybacked through Lamatz to with Addis, so we didn't have to go out for public bid on it, and they're handling that situation for us, so our pump should be coming in soon. New vehicle for Shane is on back order, so it won't be in until probably next month. But we did get that ordered. We had numerous issues with Republic again prior to the storm. Our week of
the last
large trash pickup, I don't even think they showed up. At one of the meetings, we invited all the Republic people over. The parish started picking up some stuff because Hurricane Laura was coming. They helped out a whole bunch with tree limbs and that kind of thing. Republic did show up and did do what, you know, a little bit more work. Actually, I think Shane said he saw them this past Saturday, maybe picking up a little bit, which they're not even supposed to be here. So I don't know if they were trying to make amends on it, but it was brought to their attention in a pretty encouraging manner. So, yeah.
Generosity.
At what point can we not pay these people? From a legal standpoint, we have every meeting, it looked like we're talking about Republic.
Well, we have a contract that we piggyback on with the parish, right? So, I mean, that contract kind of controls everything. The excuse this time, I'll just tell you straight up, was the supervisor for our section had COVID or was quarantined or off of work. I don't know if he had it or if he was a family member or
the only thing
I'm not sure.
We pay is our second bulk thing.
Right.
Everything else is
taxpayers
a property
pay.
Owner.
Right.
Individual
but it's my duty and our duty to make sure that they run based on their contract.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
Just going to Terry's question. We don't get involved in the individual
right.
homeowner payment piece of
and
we only
let's
have
see.
That one additional.
So whatever day that Friday was our pickup that we pay for. They came that Friday. I don't know if they worked all day, but I know they worked the following Saturday and they did clean up the town with the rest of the stuff for our additional pickup. So they were here, but it's always a problem. Keeping drivers is a problem.
Man, that is not our problem.
I know. I'm just telling you excuses that we get from Republic. that's what we get. But it was
a lot of municipalities only have once a week pickup. Also, we have two.
Yep. Yep. So that extra 800 that we pay, or 600, whatever it is, I think it's 800, right?
800.
That we pay on that Friday, I think is well worth it to keep the town looking good. And I got to give kudos to the parish. Fish, they do help out with that knuckle boom truck that they bought. It's unfortunate we do that, but it's fortunate that we have the ability to help out when we need. I was really concerned with Laura coming.
Right.
I didn't know if she was going to come at us or and Marco or whatever.
Right.
And we had trash everywhere, and they didn't even show up. So
definitely
it was a big problem. And we had a meeting with the parish, all the cities and towns, and Republic was there with three people. They got beat up pretty bad, for what it's worth. We talked about reworking the chlorinator in the back. Tomorrow Shane's doing a final walkthrough with River Mill third filing in the back here. So they're almost complete with that. That's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody? Nobody? I don't have any announcements. Do I have most?
He's getting up. He's slow.
One thing about the water board, the parish is close to the water board. October 1st, they are on 2 days a week, starting September 1st. Just the amount of customers that go through there is just not warranting us to leave that building. Okay. I did look on the website. I think it is the town of Louis land, so I think it does revert back to the town. I'm sure whatever improvements were made probably just go with the building. I don't know that for sure, so that's probably a legal matter, but as of October 1st, we will be closed. There is a bunch of options how you can pay your bill, but it's just the numbers aren't there to keep that office open.
Well, it's still going to be drop-off there after October, right?
What's that?
You can still drop box there.
Yeah.
So it'll still be a drop box for water board payments.
In the past, they're using it as a drop box. Yeah, we're not going to demand it.
Right, it just won't be personally out there.
Yeah. Do they have any idea what any future use that they may want to come to us or?
One time we were trying to get a satellite voting precinct there where for any elections we could open it up for the early voting week. We're in the midst of right now trying to figure out, not us, but the whole state, the Secretary of State, what they're going to do with early voting and voting on election day for the presidential election coming up. So that court case is going to court, the federal court this week. They're talking about making some mega sites, shutting down all the different precincts you have, and have several different mega sites where they can't get commissioners. Most of your commissioners are 60, 70, 80 years old. Those are the people that are at risk. So they don't want to come work. So if they don't show up, you don't have elections. So it is a very tepid time right now that we're trying to walk through. But right now, it's the court case that has to be decided on what can be done and what can't be done. Kyle Arduana forces him to approve the board, so he knows about the issues, and I think he's doing the best he can. But there's some people that don't like what he's doing, so that case is going to have to be decided.
Yeah, we'll talk too, because I'm sure, you know, if we're going to change the use of that building, we'll have some type of cooperative endeavor that we'll have to...
Yeah, I haven't looked at the old...
Yeah, we'll have to get something going, so... But that's fine.
Probably need to dig out that agreement, like the fire station, Alexander Park, if it stops being used, it reverts back to the parish.
Yeah, that's the same. I think it's the same thing here.
Figure out that first.
Who owns the fire station property?
I'm assuming, if the parish owns his fire station through the fire district, right? I mean, through the fire department. Yeah. All right, any other questions or comments?
Thank you.
All right, do I have a motion adjourned?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.